Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the PPC Chat Roundup. In today's episode, we have Julie taking us on another great topic. We're going to be talking about navigating ever-advancing automation in PPC. Now, I saw this topic and I thought, oh, what much will we say about it? But lots have been said about it, especially when we come to question two and question three, talking about, you know, how we describe our general attitude, what we tend to use or plan to use automation, especially in 2024. And so, because, yeah, we need to plan for it. And I've also even been thinking that with loads of different updates, like, you know, voice search and mobile, there was all that whole, we're coming into the year of voice search, we're coming into the year of mobile. But automation now is just that, whoop, hello, I'm here. It started creeping up a little bit, I think, from when we started using rules, when we started using scripts, and then boom, AI was like, I am taking over. And we are in the era of automation. We are now in automation era. I think that's the present, that's the future. You need to find a way of using it and making the most of it. I personally think don't rely on it too much. Keep a very close eye on it. We still need human beings looking at how it works and, you know, appropriating it properly. But yeah, we are very much in the era of automation. AI, machine learning, however, whichever one you'd call it. And yeah, we're going to be talking about how we navigate the more prevalent use of it, especially with some new updates from Google about how they're integrating it with PMax. So yeah, hope you enjoy. Hello and a warm welcome to this week's episode of the PPC Chat Roundup. It's the podcast where I round up the Slack discussion that happens on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. GMT. I am your host, Anu, and I'm recording from my studio here in London, UK. And I use this platform to share not just expert, but also my ideas and considered best practices and developing and ever-evolving best practices about paid media and the direction the digital industry is going in. So if you want to keep up to date with my tips and tricks in the industry and get the latest on the podcast that has been called your go-to, if you don't make it to the PPC Chat live discussions, then yeah, follow me, you know, comment on my profile on LinkedIn, because that's where I'm most active these days, as I share my thoughts, as I share polls pretty much every Tuesdays to have us discussing what's going on in PPC. My latest post was basically about with clients, should you promise results? And yeah, that was like an interesting conversation and quite a few people got involved in that. But yeah, also sharing, of course, every time a new episode of the PPC Chat Roundup is released on there as well. But yeah, also feel free to join us on LinkedIn, on our LinkedIn group, which is the PPC Chat Roundup. And if you're on Instagram, why don't you check us out at PPC Chat_Roundup to get quotes and snippets from previous episodes. So yeah, today we're going to be talking about navigating ever advancing automation in PPC, because it is ever advancing, it is ever charging ahead. So you're either on the boat trying to use automation, or you're going to be left behind. And yeah, not many clients are going to be putting their trust in you, I'll definitely say. But yeah, before we get into the questions, as usual, Julie says that this chat is intended for PPC professionals of all levels. If you have something you want to share, please do. We are a friendly and supportive community. Please don't be afraid to participate. We have all the questions very clearly numbered and the answers are put in the thread. So even if you're late to the chat, and even if you come in a couple of days later, feel free to contribute, you know, give your answers to some of the questions that we're given. However, if you're not a Slack person and you do enjoy me giving you and reading out some of the amazing advice that has been given by our amazing PPC experts in this community, then yeah, thank you for joining me on this episode, and I hope you get some amazing takeaways from it. So Julie goes, hello and thank you for joining. Google Ads developer blog rolled out their new automated solution sections yesterday, so it seemed like a good topic for this week as to all the different updates that's going to be in terms of automations. There's going to be a Google Ads developer blog, so for people who want to, you know, create or like bespoke automations for their campaigns. But yeah, she says, first, how are we doing? So a nice little roll call to see who's in the room. Julie did also share some links, which I'll share in the show notes. So please go there to find that on the marketinganu.com website. Julian Phillips joins us saying, feeling good here in sunny California. James Verboda goes, a warm and sunny day here in Minnesota. Julia Weiss joins again saying, not bad, thanks. Having a very stupid morning with Meta. yes, there was, we had downtime with Meta, I believe it was yesterday, and I was worried. It was very interesting considering new platforms. Meta was down, Instagram was down, so was Threads, and oh, I was worried about that one especially. Yeah, James Verboda goes, yeah, I find that Twitter is the best place to find out about Meta issues, right? Yeah, Twitter will tell you about what's going wrong with the other platforms. Jilly goes as well, saying we are in the spring of deception period here in Philadelphia. Winter is not finished with us yet. My dad calls March mortuary. Mortuary? That makes me, reminds me of January. Is he still thinking we're in January? And then finally, yeah, Ali Mehdi as well joins the chat. So very interesting group of people that have always in the past given amazing takeaways, amazing advice for our question. Looking forward to this chat as well. So yeah, let's get into question one. Julie asks, how far have you waded into using automation in your PPC practices, dipped your toes in up to your knees, or swimming in the ocean of automation? James Verboda goes up to the knees, I'd say. Since we have clients across many different verticals, automation that scales across markets has been key so far. Julian Philip goes, yeah, toes only at this point. Haha, I'm pretty much using one script regularly to help keep account budgets within their caps. Other than that, I prefer to be in control. Ali Mehdi goes, yeah, swimming. I used GPT-4 in October and November to create quite a few scripts with email alerts to be sent daily. Julie goes, yeah, I'm also in the up to my knees camp. Kid has been talking about the beach nonstop lately, hence the wording of this question. The types of accounts I typically work on struggle when fully automated. However, I also realize that automation is not moving backward and will at some point in the not too distant future be the only option. So I am trying to learn those new tricks as an old dog. So yeah, that's true with some of these situations. And I know Dwayne Brown was someone that used to say that, or says that a lot, that with automations and all these new updates, even if it's not automation, there's no point in, you know, stamping our feet and complaining about it and complaining about the change. The change has happened. The change will happen unless you plan on leaving the industry altogether. The best thing is to figure out how to ensure it works to your advantage. Julia Weiss as well goes knees-ish. A lot is due to automation helping our team, but we have to manage it with client comfort and, of course, public sector roles. River Minkoff goes, yeah, somewhere between toes and knees. Life revolves around the automated algorithms that Google is using, but we are not using auto-apply for a whole host of reasons and don't intend to. Peter Bowen goes as well, saying, I'm pretty much doing lengths underwater. I've loved automation since before we had it. I built automatic bidding engines back before they were a thing. Wow, yeah, Peter Boeing's very much swimming in the deep end and loving it of automation. And so Julie takes us on to question two, saying, how would you describe your general attitude about PPC automation? James Verboda gives us a very, like, yeah, ordered, yeah, bullet points of his general attitude, going apprehensive. And then, yeah, first bullet point, bidding is better than manual, usually given enough time. Ad copy creation is cringe. Ad copy ideation is helpful. Labeling is helpful. Julie as well goes, yeah, I have very mixed feelings about it. I like the idea of it, but the reality does not match the conceptual in practice. At least it does not in the accounts I work on, which are lead generation. Many of them are low conversion volume accounts, and automation has no answers as at this time for those accounts. I'm concerned that so much is built with big e-commerce first, as the who is this for? And so many, many businesses are not of that mold. Yeah. I feel like love to have ask a question on LinkedIn soon as to whether people are finding any automation, any specifically like automation practices that do work for these kinds of accounts. So like small businesses or lead generation, especially accounts, what automation is best used for them. So is demand gen working for them? Because I feel that's the tool that Google brought out to help focus, to focus on lead generation types of accounts. Julia Vice goes as well, saying these machines are not as smart as they or their owners think they are. Proceed with caution. Julian Philip goes, in most use cases, I've found it to go against the decisions I would make. So far, I've found that it makes the most sense to go script shopping on a need-only basis. That is to have AI write me a script that helps me maintain peace of mind. That's a good idea, I think. Dog one gives us four rules, saying rule one, you might not need to automate that. Rule two, every time I've set an automation just for monitoring, I never looked at it again. Rule three, you can't automate an insight. Rule four, automate the routine. Julia then as well says to that, saying lead gen advertisers and PPCers have always had to figure out how to work in an e-com first world, but that divide feels like the Grand Canyon these days. James Verboda goes, yeah, great way to put this, Doug, especially rule four, automate the routine. And Doug R. Thomas goes, yeah, I mean, I think part of the challenge is that so much is automation, custom scripts, changing bid strategy based on whether it's automation, so is the core understanding of placement and bidding. Julie goes, yeah, that solutions announcement from Google's ad is unsettling. The SEJ piece, so that's Search Engine Journal, says Google believes this decision will provide the best experience for advertisers and avoid duplication of efforts as solutions will become the primary tool for campaign management and automation. Emphasis mine. So she puts in bold, as solutions will become the primary tool for campaign management and automation. She continues, I have asked SEJ for clarification as to if this came from Google or if is their interpretation, because if it came from Google, yikes on bikes, people. I linked to both in the thread on the first post of this chat. So yeah, we're sharing that in the show notes. Josh M goes, yeah, automation also makes people lazy and they don't check on accounts. Ali goes, suffering from shiny object syndrome from time to time helps me be aware of the latest. I am in favor of automation that helps workflows streamline certain optimization tasks, reporting, etc. Not at all in favor of auto-apply automation. Example, green tick to automated classifications of search terms by intent over then manual review, then add or exclude. Red cross to auto apply keywords or upgrade to broad. So yeah, no doing any auto apply recommendations, but definitely in terms of yeah, automated classifications of search terms by intent and doing a manual review, then adding or include. That doesn't seem too automated, but there's automated in that first step, I'd say. Dogar Thomas says, see, I don't know. I love the auto apply to pause redundant keywords. So yes, and I think that's the key thing. Auto apply for just everything, because I think there's a button in within Google Ads that goes, hey, do you want to just auto-apply all these suggestions that we've given you with one button? No, is what I'd say should be the answer to that. Look at each of the recommendations and maybe auto-apply some or the other. And Doug R. Thomas continues saying, I read the auto-apply keywords list every time it came out. Ali goes in response to, yeah, Julie saying, in my opinion, they have simply renamed existing Google Scripts functionality to solution, as that is what I have seen so far in the documents. James Boyder goes in response to Doug R. Thomas saying, isn't that a remove redundant keyword feature instead of pause? We almost never remove, as we want to know which keywords have been manually or humanly approved. Absolutely, I like that. Julie goes, yes, it is scripts in response to Ali saying it's script based, but if the statement in the SEJ piece was paraphrased from Google Ads, then I have question. And Ali goes, yeah, primary tool for management and automation, that is a little concerning. Julie goes, yeah, it is when it gets into auto doing anything that I get off the automation train. Show recommendations, okay. Make assets that are not active without approval, okay. Do anything automatically without expressed approval, no thank you. Absolutely. And Julie continues, can we also talk about how Google talks a big game about brand safety and suitability, but the tools for this is still bludgeons. There's tools for this are still bludgeons. So yeah, useless at best. Julian Phillip as well says, yeah, automated bidding strategies plus script here or there is all I've needed so far. Doug R. Thomas in response to James Verboda goes, it might be have used it both ways. And he continues, I mean, I'd take one with auto apply over one that's run like it was 2009. Any day. And Riva Minkoff goes, say I'd take 2009 over auto apply. So Doug and Riva on different sides of the coin. Doug then continues saying, actually what I used script most for was budget controls. I forget the reason why high even after monthly budgets were introduced. It just made more sense to have an hourly budget checker. Julie then goes, yeah, we also have to remember that we are not Google's target audience for anything. Shareholders first, absolutely. Direct to businesses second. The sales pitch of run a fully automated ad strategy on our network that reaches potential customers at the best moments and addresses data or privacy concerns. That is a pretty easy sell for lots and lots of organizations. Save on management fees and let our experts handle it for free. Julian Phillips as well says, yeah, to in response to Peter Bowen. So, and I think I've been having discussions about automation as a crutch for super small accounts where minimal hands-on management makes sense. Would love his two cents on this. Oh, no, he was not responding to Peter Bowen. He's actually tagging in to actually tell him, saying he's like, Peter Bowen has been having discussions about automation as a crutch for super small accounts where minimal hands-on management makes sense. Would love his two cents on this. Dr. Thomas goes, yeah, I mean, but also I think that easy sell is made easier by a lot of auto sales pitch. I'm always shocked when someone trots out a 20-year-old line in a sales pitch. And yeah, Peter as well, Peter Bowen responds to Julian Phillips saying, yeah, a few of us had an interesting discussion on the topic a week or so ago. I don't know if we came to a consensus, but my thinking is that there's probably a way to put a campaign mostly on autopilot with alarms to call for help if something goes wrong and periodic performance reviews. And then we have Julie taking us on to question three, saying, where do you use and or plan to use automation the most in 2024? What has influenced your decisions about how and what to use it? So again, where do you use and or plan to use automation the most in 2024? What has influenced your decisions about how and what to use? What has influenced it is what is available. There's been so many things that have just stopped being available. Like, can we do expanded text ads anymore? No, we have to use RSAs. Can we, even manual bidding? It's not really even effective, I'd say, or in many ways. So yeah, and for large campaigns and large, you know, companies that have very loads of inventory, it's got to be automation. So I feel that has what's been forcing me. Now, that's what I would say has moved us a lot into automation. Obviously, as well, I work with the likes of ClickTech, who are machine learning, they're like AI, they're trying to build like AI solutions through their different tools. So yeah, working with marketing tech solutions mean I need to be on board with AI and automation, which I have been for a long while now. Julia Weiss answers as well, saying, if I had the option, I'd use it most in billing, but our preference seems to be to have machines make our art and music while people fill in forms. Yeah, make our art and graphics and everything and our music and our videos and everything. James Barbota goes, bidding, ad copy ideation, image ad creation. Julie as well goes, if platforms like Google Ads make functions that were previously script based, you had to find the script and put your info into it and then upload and test it, and I will be all over that. James Verberta goes, yeah, I'm so surprised they haven't done that yet. Julie goes, I have played around with using AI to, one, give me copy ideas. I've done that as well. Even give me blog ideas or give me inspiration based on one blog, what other blogs to write. So yes, I think AI can be good for that, for ideas. And then she continues, tell me what my client's site is about. Tell me what their competitors' sites are about. Ooh, I should actually do that. Julius as well goes, yeah, I think that is what the solution stuff is, the link is. I need to dig around some more, or at least some of what it is. I'm not totally clear after reading both pieces. Julie as well goes, in the PMax Answers piece from last week, Google Ads also claimed that their AI will never create the same asset twice, which I found fascinating. Julian Phillip as well goes, response to Julie saying, yes, but it's basic in my opinion. I tried setting up a few and found that they weren't able to show me previews, which is weird. I probably did something wrong. James Verboda as well responds to Julie Baccini going, yeah, let me rephrase. I'm surprised they didn't do that 3 to 5 years ago. Dr. Thomas goes, yeah, I think it's for the same reason that conversion rates are really hard for Google to use in their ranking algorithms. Too much noise, too much specificity. Julian Phillips as well says, yeah, Google Ads AI has definitely taken a headline I wrote, removed and regurgitated it as a recommendation. River Minkoff goes, yeah, still trying not to use automation outside of some of the bidding and will take automated billing any day. Julie as well says, of course it has, Julian. Julie as well continues saying, oh, I forgot Google Ads helps as an AI support assistant. I see it on the page I just linked. I will try that out and report back to you. Doug R. Thomas goes, yeah, well, like, again, how many headlines can we only really, can one really make? Do we really need LLMs to say Tallahassee Interstate Movers in less than 25 characters? James Babota goes, yeah, because sign up today is completely different from sign up now, right? Riva Minkoff says that I just wanted them to tell me which one is working versus making me run all of them and then still making me run all of them and then saying, why aren't there another 15 that you're using too? Julie goes, also, let's be real. Google might want you to create a bajillion headlines, but it will find the four it likes and use them over and over and over, which is pretty much what Riva says, like literally going saying that, yeah, keep creating headlines, but they're really going to use only a handful. Ali Mehdi responds saying, automations, reportings, alerts, analysis and insights, copy ideas, anything that requires repetitive manual work and can be done with a standard checklist or SOP. Julie goes, yeah, I have been letting go of the idea that we can actually test much of anything over the past 18 months. And yeah, we've got James Verbota as well saying, Riva and Julie, I've come to believe that those 18 headlines, 14 of them are just supposed to be static keyword variations to replace DKI. So that's dynamic keyword insertions. Tim Halloran, hello Tim, responds saying, yeah, copy all the recommended keywords to add to headlines or descriptions when building an RSA in the UI and paste them into GPT and tell it to find a way to use all the words in 5 to 10 headlines and 3 descriptions, then edit them as needed and paste them into the RSA. Higher good or excellent scores. So yeah, that's a really great tactic. So I hope you guys paid attention to that. If you want to hear it again, rewind. I agree with the billing, and that's to Julia Vice. Reporting or analysis is a big one too. I recently used it for data enhancement on a customer list that was missing zip codes but had city and state. I'm of the mindset that I'll use it for anything until it proves to me it can't handle it. One thing it can't handle a lot of the time is large data files, greater than like 1,000 rows sometimes. Interesting. Doug R. Thomas goes, so not a publishable sample size. And Julie goes, in the future, we will just enter some acceptable phrases to have in headlines and Google will do the rest. They are already playing fast and loose with what a headline even is, with their nonsense where they might only show one and jam another one at the beginning of the description area. Doug R. Thomas goes, yeah, it's funny for someone who literally just posted from a granular ad copy study, but I don't think search ad copy matters all that much, to be honest. Doug R. Thomas goes, yeah, beyond hitting the right beats, and continues like, if you had bad copy, that's one thing. Julia as well says, now I think it will get really interesting, Doug, when more and more copy is AI generated, either in platform or via ChatGPT, and it all sounds the same. Still, writing your own ad copy pay huge rewards in that scenario, especially if you have a good landing page, and landing pages should be different. So I don't know how AI is going to be repeating things if you're using your landing page as a good resource. River Minkoff goes, yeah, it's a big issue in regulated industries though. The more Google forces AI, the more I expect some of them won't be able to run. Riva goes, Lincoln has to sign off for a few of our clients and for a reason. Chile goes, yes, especially when there are phrases that cannot be used ever without regulatory problems. AI doesn't know those types of specifics. Nicholas Garfinkel as well as responds saying, it's been a huge help on the keyword research side of things. Here's my account structure, campaigns, ad groups, keywords. What am I overlooking? Very helpful for us. We just started working with a commercial towing company and it helped identify a couple categories of keywords we had not considered initially. And then we go on to question four, which is our last question of this chat. Julie asks, what are you stubborn about when it comes to automation in PPC? What is the reason for your stubbornness on that aspect? So in what areas have you thought, nope, I am not using automation for this? I'd say a lot of AAR, automatic, auto apply recommendations from Google, because a lot of it is useless recommendation. Julie goes, I will not allow anything to auto apply ever. I did not read it. I promise I hadn't seen that ahead before I said my answer. She continues, only one simply needs to peruse Google Ads recommendations to see why allowing auto application could be a disaster. James Boboda, trust, seen so many auto recommendation that are horribly off. Julia Vice goes, anything about increasing budgets, Google, we signed an MPA, we can't just increase like that. MPA, I'm not sure what that stands for. Tim Halloran goes, I have a hard time releasing my ad groups from Phrase or Exact, even if it says to me, yo, that's already covered with your broad match. My brain still goes, but I'll bid less if it matches for the exact match. So I'm gonna keep it, okay? Okay. Minkov goes, sense checking or brain power, the AI doesn't get it, still more often than not. Ali Mehdi, good response, saying stubborn about not auto-applying and not going to be the book of completely rule-based automated every time. Reason, it skips nuance and may even lack context. Similar to our fears of AGI and the recent Gemini fiasco. James Bovida goes, Exact is what BMM was 5 years ago, and Phrase is what Broad was then. Broad today is just topics with an Inigo Montoya. I don't think that means what you think it does, Kiff. And then Tim Halloran gives a very detailed answer here, saying, related to that query filtering, it's really hard to not filter down based on match types. But when I've tested full Broad versus query filtered Exact, Phrase, Broad, most of the time, the Broad ended up working better as long as I had a solid negative list. Absolutely. It's all about negative list of optimization these days. That's been hard for me to stop doing. Also, overbuilding, especially with multi-location clients, it makes so much sense to break out locations by campaign. But nowadays, you're going to be stuck in a perpetual learning limited, especially with B2Bs that don't have the conversion volume to get out of it. So I've been consolidating a lot more where I can and using DKIs when I don't trust the automation to match to the correct location. If I'm forced to consolidate two locations where their distance worries me. Julie goes, here is another question I have regarded in platform AI. Will it take strong performing assets from competitors and use it in your ads and vice versa? Will it just crib off of what works in one account and slap it in all the others? Tim Halloran then goes, broad match to, and this is in response to James Verboda, broad match in 2025, any contextual signal connected to said keyword or topic allowing up to 6 degrees of separation from your stated intent. Jillian Phillips goes, Google Ads reps can be annoyingly persistent about using auto apply. Nowadays, I just get ahead of every new rep and ask them not to bring it up. I imagine first call, hi, Jillian, how are you? Yes, hi, please don't suggest auto apply recommendation. Thank you. So what's up? Imagine if that's how a conversation goes. Riva goes, there are aspects of this that are so therapeutic to hear from not just me. Absolutely. Jilly goes in response to Tim Halloran going, hopefully automation will evolve to be able to allocate budget based on locations, but within a single campaign, because right now a lot of things get split out for budget control on location ABC. And then Peter Bowen as well say, that's my thinking. Google knows what words, phrases, and sentiments are converting searches into leads and sales. James Verboda goes, good point on overbuilding in responding to Tim Halloran. We've implemented an ad group consolidation process to help identify and address this. It was needed with some accounts that had 10 plus years of build out. Doug R. Thomas goes, we all just said an easy button is what we wanted for our clients. Like, would any of us be able to explain like a linguistic eigenvector? Don't know what that is. I'm going to Google that after this. River Minkov goes, I think the Google reps are being judged on auto apply adoption. And we were told at one point it was a criterion for Premier Partner last year. Can you imagine? Not sure about this year, but I'm with you. Pretty stubborn on not adopting 95% of it. Dagar Thomas goes, in the sense that I think aboutness is super hard to define in a programmatic way. River Minkoff goes, but LLMs? Yeah, right? AI stuff and LLMs. Julie goes, yeah, this is where I'd love to see some real talk where AI and machine learning shines and where it does not, at least right now. Go big on the stuff it does really well and be honest on where it still struggles. Stop acting like it does everything it attempts equally well when we all know it does not. Especially like, you know, stop acting like it does everything it attempts equally well for everybody. Equally well, because for some people it'll work well, for some people it really won't. Dogar Thomas goes, yeah, well, like, I'm trying not to touch the third rail of LLMs. This kind of aboutness scoring can probably be more easily done and has been made by people smarter than me with other methods. Tim Halloran goes, along the lines of validation, do any of you have these conversations with yourself or your co-workers when editing campaigns? So the conversation is, well, we set the ROAS at 11:1, but I'd prefer not to drop it down to 9, even though I think it'll work better because I don't want to train the machine to assume we want to hit a 9. And then every time I build a campaign in the future, even though I could have it hit a 15 or 18:1 ROAS, the machine learning algorithm knows I'm okay with a 9. So it'll penalize me for getting greedy. Right? Dogar Thomas goes, 1,000%. That's exactly the kind of weird human stuff that a good automation would handle. And that's a question. That's exactly the kind of weird human stuff that a good automation would handle. But that's also really hard to predict and model. I think we buy into marketing materials from the ad companies too much. And Tim Halloran concludes us off on this chat saying, yeah, that's one example. But the idea that I'm working with a computer with perfect recall that knows my expectations for an ad account and finds ways to spend the maximum amount while remaining within 10 to 20% of my expected return on a monthly basis so I don't get too angry or too ecstatic, my head still wonders. But you're right, pretty difficult to model that type of behavior. And do we think we'll ever get to the stage where we'll be able to model that kind of behavior at all, that kind of behavior being able to model, be modeled? And that's the thing about why human beings will still need to be used, because there'll still need to be a bit of a nuance of knowing what your different targets can be at different times and, you know, what you want to do at different times, even to like things like seasonality and things like that. Anyway, on that brilliant note, we come to the end of our very interesting chat about navigating automation and finding out whether, yeah, how much we trust it, what we're going to be using in the future, what we plan on, you know, still, you know, digging our heels in terms of what we're not going to use. So I hope you found that useful and got a lot of takeaways from that. For any feedback about the podcast or anything that has been shared, please, yeah, find me on LinkedIn. Just use my name, Anu Adegbola, or just search for The Marketing Anu. All my posts are signed off that way, so you'll be able to find, you know, me in terms of what I am doing. If you want to continue this chat and you found it very interesting and you're like, actually, I want to talk more about it, join us tomorrow on Thursday at 5 p.m. GMT. We are back on Twitter Spaces talking about the topics that we chat about. So we're going to be talking again on Thursday, on the 7th of March, about navigating ever-advancing automation in PPC. It would also be great to all you long-standing and brand new listeners to give the podcast a review. It really helps with the growth strategy of the podcast. You can do that on Spotify by leaving a rating that will take you seconds to do, or even leaving a review on Apple or Podchaser and etc. To get to any of those links, just go to linktree.com/PPCChat. _roundup. And before I leave you, again, just to remind you that we are going to be doing another fantastic event in Brighton on the 24th of April, and it has been confirmed that even Brighton SEO are going to be supporting us. We're going to be known as one of the official fringe events, but that is organized and run separately, so I'll still be running it and hosting it and everything, but it's going to be seen as a fringe event. So that is a very much a Brighton SEO backed event. I mean, what more of a seal of approval do you want about that? We're going to be having 3 great speakers. Julian Modiano is going to be speaking about data as the foundation powering AI in PPC. Yes, a very useful topic at this time, I'd say. We have Alam Hossein-Bor responding, talking about how retail brands are wasting thousands on Google shopping ads, and he comes from Shopping IQ. So yeah, CVS, of course, is trying to tell you a better way of doing shopping outside of Google Shopping ads. And Nikki Grant, who is from ClickTech, our sponsors, our partners, talking about how to grow low volume search accounts. So yeah, you don't want to miss that. Some really great chats. We're going to be in Brighton. We're going to have a view of the seaside, and it's just going to be really wonderful, especially if you want to come to Brighton SEO the next day. And even if you don't, join us for an evening out in Brighton. What more could you want? It's going to be a really awesome night, and we're going to provide pizzas and drinks as well, but there'll also be many options around the location to go out and have a good time. So yeah, if you want to get a ticket for that, please go to ppcliveuk.com, ppcliveuk.com. Right at the top, you'll be able to get your early bird ticket. That is only £17 at the moment. That price is now going to double. I'm going to start working on pushing our prices up a little bit more to be able to cover costs, to be able to reflect the value in the events that we're showing, because it's going to be great value. We're coming all the way to out to Brighton. It's a big deal. It's going to be a bit extra costs for us putting it together. So we're just going to increase that ticket price by a little bit, but not yet. Right now, it's still at £17. So go get that quickly. So finally, remember, for your campaigns and businesses to glide smoothly, there's a lot of hard work needed beneath the surface. So keep your swans kicking. Bye, and speak to you next week.